Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sports Ethos Nets podcast. As always, your host, Cody Mallory, on Twitter at RealCodyMallory. I am once again joined by my two co-hosts tonight, Anthony Dittmar, on Twitter that is at AnthonyDittmar_, and Joe Farrow on Twitter that is at the Joe Farrow. Earlier today, we were messaging each other like, what are we going to talk about tonight? Nothing's happened. That KD rumor of him meeting with Joe Tsai didn't happen. It was all bullshit until it happened. How you doing, guys?
We're doing well. I kind of predicted yesterday. I was like, kind of, we were all kind of saying, like, I feel like if something were to happen from this meeting, we'd know like today, because I feel like a lot of this news drops on a Monday, and that's exactly what happened. I was like kind of checking a couple hours before it came out to see like if something did drop, and then all of a sudden I was bombarded with like 60 texts. So then I was like, okay, something happened.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I think we all like usually have figured out that a lot of NBA news comes out on either Monday, Tuesday, or like the end of the week, like a Friday. And usually it's more towards like early morning. So like 8, 9 a.m. I was checking for everything, and then I finally let my guard down at work, and then 2:30 hits and boom, we get the news.
Yeah, so I'm sure you all are aware by now of the news we're talking about, but just in case we are your only source of Brooklyn Nets news, which I would highly recommend. Basically, Shams from The Athletic put out an article today. The gist of it was Kevin Durant and Joe Tsai met Saturday in London, and Kevin Durant basically said, it's either me or Sean Marks and Steve Nash. You can pick Joe Tsai. Joe, I know you have the article. If you want to go a little more in depth on what was actually said from Shams, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I could go piece by piece, but the first thing that was said, like, I mean, you got the gist of it. They had a face-to-face meeting over the weekend in London, and Kevin Durant reiterated his trade requests and informed Tsai that he needs to choose between Kevin Durant or the pairing of Sean Marks and Steve Nash. KD stated that he does not have faith in the current direction of the Brooklyn Nets. They said that the discussion was transparent and professional. The meeting took place a year to the day that Durant agreed to the 4-year, $198 million contract extension with the Nets, and barely over a month after his initial trade requests on June 30th. So this is the first year of that KD extension. The Nets have direct knowledge of the reasons behind Durant's request and understand that the 12-time NBA All-Star will continue to be resolute in his stance. Durant is believed to want a change of scenery heading into his 16th season. So yeah, that's basically the gist of it. And then it's just like, where could he go and why? And he mentions the Celtics, he mentions the Heat, and it's probably a little deeper, and the Raptors as well. Yes, and the Raptors as well. So those are the three teams to keep an eye on. Interesting, considering they're all in the Eastern Conference, and interesting considering all three of those teams have been hesitant to give major pieces. So, I mean, I'll let you guys go into it. What are your initial reactions?
Yeah, just real quick. So my very first initial reaction was this should come as no surprise. I mean, he went right over Sean Marks and went directly to Joe Tsai when he made the trade request on the first day of free agency. And like, I'm sure he didn't come out and straight up say like it's either me or those two, but I'm sure Kevin Durant must have hinted something to Josiah about why he wanted out,
Yeah,
about
and I
Nash and
mean,
Marks. And like the fact that nothing has happened kind of makes me believe that Josiah is kind of on the side of Marks and Nash.
that's the scary part.
Honest to God, like if you had to put two options out there, what Nets fans want, what versus what's more likely, I think they're exactly opposite. I think Joe Tsai, like he has Sean Marks' support. I'm not sure so much about Steve Nash. I think it might be like a trust tree where like Steve Nash has Sean Marks' trust and like Tsai has Marks' trust, like that kind of sort of thing. But I don't know. I think if it was the other case, they would be fired by now. It's already August 8th. So getting a new general manager in the middle of August is not something teams usually do, considering the kind of whole free agency period in the draft. I don't really know how that even go down, to be honest. So like, and also reading the article, the tea leaves of the Celtics, I think, are firmly there. I think they make the most sense at this point. I think it's either Celtics or Boston, like in terms of trade happening, unless the Raptors really like get rid of Scottie, because I don't think the Heat trade works out because of Bam and the Ben Simmons thing. I think he hints at the Celtics a lot with the Jaylen Brown stuff, the Ime Udoka tidbit. That's sort of how I see it right now. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely on your side with that. I mean, they're hinting. It's like it was kind of like hand, like what is it? Like self-handicapping kind of article that came out. It was like they kind of said, yeah, Durant wants to will stay if they get rid of Marks and Nash, but also he definitely is not taking back his trade request, and here are the teams that could still deal for him. So it's like it's kind of weird. A weird situation, and it was a weird article to go through. But like you said, Anthony, they did pinpoint the Celtics as like the biggest destination, talking about Jaylen Brown being on the table and talking about Durant growing close with Ime Udoka in recent years. So I don't know. It's definitely a still very murky waters.
Ime Udoka, Udoka, jeez, who is the Nets assistant coach, by the way, 2 years ago. That should be noted.
Yes.
He's not just some
And he.
random guy that the Nets just lost to. Like, he was an assistant coach to Kevin Durant before he went to a head coach job with the Boston Celtics.
And he also coached in the Tokyo Olympics for Team USA, Ime Udoka.
Correct. Correct. I mean, there's so much in this that I don't even know where to start. Like, I think Steve Nash has been a horrible coach. I think Kevin Durant has a point with that. I don't know if the request with also including Sean Marks, who I think he had a bad free agency last year. I think this summer has actually been a lot better besides the Kevin Durant drama. I don't know if he's just kind of getting grouped in there because Kevin Durant's been told that they are a package. I know Scoop B has reported that. I don't know, man. Like, from a fan perspective, it's a no-brainer. Like, it's Kevin Durant. He's the only Kevin Durant in the world. They don't grow on trees. Like, you don't replace that. A poor head coach and a GM who's had his good moments, had his bad moments. I'm still like in the middle on Sean Marks personally. It's a no-brainer. Like, you take Kevin Durant, but who's to say they don't bring someone else in and then the Nets suck the first 2 weeks, 2 months of the season, a month and a half, and Kevin Durant wants out anyways. So like from Joe Tsai's perspective, it's like we had Kenny Atkinson, that didn't work. We brought in Steve Nash. Obviously, I'm assuming it was Sean Marks' decision. That didn't work. Like, what is going to work? I mean, we've seen it with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in their past teams. So, from an ownership perspective, I think it is a tricky situation. Obviously, we're all fans. Like, we're 100%. You better keep Kevin Durant, or what the hell are you doing? But I don't know. I see both sides kind of.
I can definitely see the ownership side of it as well. But when you look at what Steve Nash has done thus far as a coach, and you see guys like Quinn Snyder are still sitting at home without a job. I mean, Mike D'Antoni is available. Mark Jackson is available. There's other guys available for head coaching. I think the GM position is the more is like the more difficult part to do at this point. But I mean, head coach definitely shouldn't be an issue. And I would assume Kevin Durant went into this meeting. If he was demanding the head coach and the GM to be fired, not saying he was necessarily demanding it, but if he's saying like that's the reason why he wanted out because he didn't like the pairing of those two running the organization, and he doesn't have faith in it. I mean, he's got to have guys in mind. So it's like, I think it's more a matter of like, how much does Joe Tsai really trust Sean Marks and Steve Nash to take this franchise over the hump after you deal Kevin Durant? So it's like, it doesn't make any sense.
I have a quick question for you guys, and Anthony, you could go. Joe mentioned it was a year ago Saturday when they met that Durant signed the extension. We all know that Steve Nash and Sean Marks were there. Like, this isn't a new organization or front office thrown at them. And apparently Joe Tsai is not the issue. So, like, I guess, sure, the Nets had a bad year. There's several factors. I don't think it's fair at all to put the blame on any one person, factor, whatever happened. There's several factors. But, like, what really changed to cause this? Like, was it the firing of the assistant coaches that him and Kyrie liked? Was it not giving Kyrie the extension? I mean, I'm sure Joe Tsai was involved in those decisions, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Yeah, I mean, he had to have been involved in those decisions. But at the same time, it's like some of the stuff I'm sure he was willing to let slide. But when you combine all of these things together, it's I can't blame him for not having faith in the direction of the franchise. I mean, the whole situation with Kyrie Irving, you give him permission to seek a trade. And obviously, that's not going to make Kevin Durant feel very good about his future in Brooklyn. You fire his boy, Adam Harrington, who's the assistant coach. Maybe it's more along the lines of, like, he knew Steve Nash was inexperienced as a coach year one, didn't see any improvement in year two. And, I mean, I guess maybe he's thinking Sean Marks wasn't doing enough to really put the best team possible around him. I mean, it could be a mix of all these different things, and he might have just had enough, but he probably thinks if you get rid of Steve and you get rid of Sean and just get new blood in those positions, then maybe there's something that can be fixed.
I just want to say something. This might be a hot take. I don't know if it's true, but what if someone was to say Kevin Durant never had any trust in the Nets front office? He never had any faith in Steve Nash or Sean Marks. He just wanted to make sure after his Achilles and a couple injuries, he got his max money, and he felt if things go bad, I'm Kevin Durant. I can go wherever I want, even if I'm under contract. Do you think that's a possibility?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's like out of the realm of possibility, but I also wouldn't say like that's like that was like his main goal in coming to Brooklyn. I mean, you come to Brooklyn because it's a big market. He's obviously trying to like get his portfolio bigger in terms of like investing and his multiple companies and growing the brand that he owns and is continuing to build alongside Rich Kleiman and everybody else that he's associated with. But then it was like, then you also get an opportunity to play with Kyrie Irving in a big market, like we said. And eventually you end up playing with James Harden, and that doesn't work out. And then we end up here. But I don't think that was necessarily the intent from day one. I mean, I'm sure every superstar has that thought in their mind, though. It's like, okay, if this doesn't work out, like I'll be able to force my way out. Just that's how the NBA works.
And then James Harden is a big factor. Like when Kevin Durant signed that extension, he thought that James Harden and Kyrie Irving would be signing a max extension as well. So I do want to point that out there, because that's not fair to Durant to be like, oh, like whatever. Because that's definitely a factor when you think you're playing with two guys who were your boys. I mean, we saw KD and James Harden at that concert this Saturday. Like, they're obviously boys, despite whatever happened during the season, basketball-wise. Like, they're obviously still good friends, going back to the OKC days. So, like, that is definitely a factor. But I don't know. Like, you knew the organization that you were committing to, is my thing.
Yeah.
I agree. I think he definitely came here because like all the factors you guys listened to. And I think when a team like the Nets did so much in terms of like kind of go with what KD said, like if we just kind of give a little timeline and perspective, obviously you mentioned how they signed Gary because of Kyrie and all that whatnot. But the Nets paid him a year for his rehab. Obviously any team would have done it to get his services in the future. So I don't really say the Nets are that special for doing that. When you're that good of a player, teams do that anyway. But then you chose Jared Allen. They chose DeAndre Jordan for Jared Allen. First off, you guys DeAndre Jordan paid. You get Kenny Atkinson fired. You get there's rumors that I don't know who really wanted Steve Nash. It was Marks, it was KD from his time at Golden State. I don't know. But then you made a lot of I'm sure he had a lot of input on those personnel decisions with LaMarcus Aldridge. When there's rumor that KD recruited him, Blake Griffin, a lot of other guys. Like he got a lot here. Where the Nets did a lot for him. He made that Harden trade happen. Like the initial one to bring him here, like a lot of stuff happened that like went in his favor. So to say like all of a sudden, like and then signing an extension that you just want to be out because of like the coaching and the GM, when it's like a lot of that foundation was created because of like the GM and the coach was hired for you. It kind of creates like a bad taste in some Nets fans' mouth. But I think at the end of the day, like, you know, there's only one of those type of Kevin Durant's in the league or only a couple of those guys. And you could always replace, obviously Nash is not a great coach. So that's an easy replacement, but the GM is a tough one, but I think it's easier to find an average GM than it is to find a Kevin Durant.
I just want to say something real quick. We're kind of just giving the opposite perspective that most fans are thinking. If you go on any three of our Twitter, like we've all been saying all day, keep Kevin Durant. Like the hell, who is Steve Nash and Sean Marks? Like Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant. You keep Kevin Durant. But that's what everyone's talking about. So we kind of wanted to show the other perspective a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
And I mean, even I was just in the Bleacher Report community for the Nets earlier, and they put a poll out. Which side are you on? Like, if you were the Nets, who are you keeping? And it was Durant or it was Marks and Nash. Only it was 51-49 Durant, and it was 44,500 people voted.
Yeah.
I'm like, why though? Like, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me.
I think the Nets Twitter is probably closer to 75-25, I would say, in favor of Durant. If I had to take a guess based on what I'm seeing on my timeline, I could put a poll out, but I don't know.
Right now, this was before when I looked at it. Right now, it's at 54,000 votes, and it's 50-50.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of goes back to the Christian Winfield story that Sean Marks signed the extension, and then it got very quickly disputed by the team to Alex Schiffer of The Athletic and by Nets Daily. And it's like, is this something to do with it? Or you think it's just two totally separate things that kind of play hand in hand?
I think it's the latter. I think it's definitely two separate things that kind of play hand in hand. Because, I mean, if KD wasn't happy with Mark speaking with and they had any hope of KD coming back, they're not going to go out there and just extend Marks and not do it and not immediately trade Kevin.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's fair. I think it's a fair point. Yeah, like I said, this is a loaded topic. Like, there's several players involved. And like I think it was Anthony said, it's almost the middle of August. Like, training camp is about a month and a couple weeks away. One, you can't find a GM and a head coach. Like, you got to bring them on ASAP if you're going to do it. Two, I think this kind of killed the hope of we're just not going to trade him and bring him back and see what happens. This man made it basically a public that he wants the head coach and the GM of the team axed. Like, you cannot bring that player into training camp. Even if you would show up, like, I find it very hard to then bring him in and everything be normal. Like, you don't want that. I mean, I think it kind of hurt the Nets' leverage with the trade.
It did for sure.
We definitely know it's a Durant league.
Yeah, for sure. 100% a Durant league. But it's just like, I mean, that was always going to be the potential problem with this kind of news was how does it impact the Brooklyn Nets? And this does not help them unless Joe Tsai is firing Sean Marks and Steve Nash. But I feel like that would be a decision that would come this week if it was happening. They're not going to let that drag out.
Yeah, I wanted to dive in real quick about like the last time like I remember like a GM getting fired so late, and it was with the Suns in 2018. right? That was when they hired James Jones. They ended up firing their GM like 2 weeks before the season started, and James Jones was the director of player personnel at the time. But then they promoted him. So like the only time that we could that I could remember, it was like somebody who was already in the organization got promoted. This is obviously an entirely different situation. And even if we want, and even if we wanted to promote somebody from within, everybody else that was in our organization went somewhere else. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, the Nets are about to be running Eddie Gonzalez at GM and Adam Harrington at head coach.
Banksy. He's deleted all his tweets about the Durant stuff, by the way. I thought that was interesting.
What'd you say?
He deleted all of his tweets today about all the Nets stuff. So yeah. He plugged in and he doesn't want to talk about it, I guess.
He deletes a lot of his tweets in general, but yeah. I don't know. It's a tricky situation, and I'm going to be honest. I think that Joe Tsai is going to side with the head coach and the GM. That is just my gut feeling. I don't agree with it, but that is what my gut and head are telling me, that he's going to side with that and that we're going to get some sort of package around Jaylen Brown. The real wild card for me is then what happens with Kyrie Irving? I mean, yeah. We've all seen him more active on the Nets social pages. They've been posting him. They had that event in Jersey. They even had him on like some national handles day or dribbles day or something where they had Kyrie dribbling basketball. We've obviously seen the reports from multiple people now that he plans on being there with or without Kevin Durant. Does Joe Tsai think that a team of Jaylen Brown, Kyrie, Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, maybe you get a Marcus Smart is good enough? I don't know.
Yeah, that's something about that. I'm still praying. So I'm holding out hope, but I agree with you. I think that it's probably Durant to Boston for a Jaylen Brown package.
That's what seems most likely at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that sucks about this situation is, like, yes, it will suck to lose Kevin Durant and a player of his caliber, but, like, and we obviously won't be mad getting a player like Jaylen Brown in return because, like, at that point, it's just it is what it is. But also, Jaylen Brown has, like, a ton of upside. He's already an all-star. But really, it's, like, the thing that sucks is, like, we have no picks just in case, you know? So it's, like, We don't have our own pick. So, like, say we get Jaylen Brown and he goes down for the year, then it's like, okay, now like our pick, it's not even like we have that, we're back to where we were in 2015, where we just had nothing. So that's the rough part about it, and ironically enough, one of those picks was Jaylen Brown. So So like, I mean, I guess he's coming back around eventually, but
You guys want to talk about anything else in this segment before we go on to a little bit of Mets news besides the meeting with Joe Tsai and Kevin Durant?
Royce O'Neal is a cold motherfucker for dropping his mom like that.
Bro, I love Royce O'Neal. Like, everything he's been for the Mets, like, he's just giving me major, like, Jeff Green vibes, an absolute glue guy. We've seen him at a ton of Mets events, well, I shouldn't even say events, like Liberty Game with the teams and stuff like that. But yeah, that clip of him dropping his mom was mad funny, and then he finished the layup after. Like, he paused, looked at it, was like, nah, I'm gonna get my layup. But
Oh my god.
Confirmation I did receive that he is in fact 6'6" and not 6'4".
The Mallory bomb.
So that needs to get fixed. I mean, 6'4 versus 6'6 is kind of a big difference in those extra 2 inches.
Hey, I think all men could use an extra 2 inches.
Joe, I knew you were going to bring it there. I just knew you were.
It's low hanging fruit. You expect me not to grab it?
True. Anything else you guys want to talk about Kevin Durant and Joe Tsai real quick before we move on?
Joe Tsai needs to just send Kevin Durant a gift basket with all his favorite goodies and some shit to make it all better. Fire Nash and see if he can cope with Sean Marks. Do it like that.
I think that would be like the best case scenario out of this, but I mean, we've heard they're a package deal. And if you fire Nash and KD's like, nah, I still want out, like, then what do you do? Fire well, marks no, too. Well,
Steve Nash isn't coaching any subpar team to an above 500 record anyway.
That's fair.
So it's like, at least like go get a guy like Mike D'Antoni, go get a guy like Quinn Snyder, go get a guy like Mark Jackson or anybody else who may be available. I mean, like, sure. I believe Scoop Robinson has said in the past, when the Nets were looking for head coaches, Kyrie Irving wanted Phil Handy, Kevin Durant wanted Tyronn Lue, they ended up with Steve Nash. How that happens, no fucking clue. But
God, Phil Handy and Ty Lue, and you get Steve Nash. That's just comical. Anyways, Anthony, anything else you want to throw in real quick?
I think we covered everything.
All right. So on 8-6, so that was Saturday, Woj dropped that Brooklyn Nets director of scouting Matt Riccardi is joining the Dallas Mavericks in a senior front office role. Riccardi spent 13 years with the Nets. He started as an intern, which is incredible. Once again, that's all from Woj. Kind of like what Joe said, like, who do you promote from the inside of the organization? Like, who the hell
that would have been a good guy to do so.
Yeah. Who's left? Like,
I mean, nobody. I'm sure, like, everybody's gone.
I'm sure KD has to have someone in mind. Like, he has to, but there's no one from within. So, what other news we got? Maya Jama and Ben Simmons are still together, apparently.
All right. Cody, why do we care? Are you serious?
Bro, Hold up. I'm going to be honest. Like, I was very nervous that Ben Simmons was going to go, like, I don't want to say it, like, depressed again. Like, I'm sorry, bro. Like, imagine, like,
he would have gone and retreated to Australia. Like,
no, like, I mean, I'm going to be honest. Like, you don't lose someone like Maya Jama and just be like, oh, it's whatever. Please. Like, bro, come on.
Why? All right. That's the show.
he would have had to flee to Australia, but I think I saw a report say that he left the team group chat after he didn't get to play in the playoffs. Did you guys see that, or am I just envisioning?
No,
that?
I saw it, but like nowhere like necessarily like credible. I don't think.
I thought it was Rick Boucher. I don't know how to say his name. Like he's
it was somebody I'd never seen. It was somebody I had never seen before, and I believe it was based out of a Celtics camp. So, like, oh, okay. Like how the hell would you know?
Not noteworthy at all.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'm like, and how does one get that information?
Like, right. KD leaked it to Ime Udoka.
Yeah, right. Oh, dear God.
Like, I feel like I mean, there's just still so much uncertainty. Like, this report didn't even help anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was like the whole article was basically self-handicapping. That's how I felt reading the whole thing.
I agree. I think it was just like another way to move the ball, kick the ball down the road, but with still not any clarity, obviously.
Yeah. Hopefully next week we'll have like a clearer picture.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still the belief that if the pairing of Marks and Nash are gone, I think it's going to happen very soon as opposed to waiting. But I wouldn't be surprised if Josiah already told them they're safe. So I guess it's still a wait and see what happens.
Pretty much.
Did we miss anything else? Obviously, the KD news was the big news of the day.
We hit it all.
Joe, you got anything else?
No, bet the house on Kevin Durant being traded.
Damn. The depressing vibes have come back. We were all so confident, and now it's like, God damn it, like, come on.
Nah, I personally think that Josiah, I have faith in Josiah that he's going to make the right decision. And he's going to get both of them.
That's a hot take.
It is a hot take.
Don't you dare tweet that out. You'll get attacked.
I'm going to do it.
All right, well, thank you for once again listening to the Sports Ethos Nets podcast with Anthony, Joe, and Cody. We will do an emergency pod if something is to happen with Sean Marks, Steve Nash, or Kevin Durant. Stay on the lookout.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.